AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed three executive orders Saturday that marked the start of a trade war, implementing 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico and 10% on Chinese imports. Linda Schlesinger-Wagner owns a small business in Michigan and says,
Skinny Teas happens to do a lot of business in China, and we love our factory, we love the people we work with, and is this going to affect our business? You bet it is.
President said it's necessary to motivate those countries to do more to stop fentanyl from entering the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu en route to Washington. He'll be the first foreign leader to meet with President Trump during his second term. NTSB investigators said the medical jet that crashed Friday in Philadelphia was in the air for less than 1 minute. All six people on board and one on the ground were killed. And thousands gathering in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to see if Phil the Groundhog sees his shadow. This is ABC News. A coincidental settlement related to the death of George Floyd nearly 5 years ago. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has the details.
This is a red.
The city of Minneapolis has agreed to pay $600,000 to settle a lawsuit by a woman who alleged that ex-officer Derek Chauvin hauled her from her minivan and pinned her to the ground with his knee to her back in January 2020, 4 months before he put his knee to George Floyd, who died. Patty Day used to work for the Public Works Department. She alleged excessive force and a wrongful arrest.
City's now paid more than $36 million in police misconduct settlements for cases involving Derek Chauvin. $27 million went to the Floyd family. Former advisor to the Federal Reserve has been arrested for allegedly giving private economic information to China. 63-year-old John Rogers of Virginia, accused of stealing trade secrets and selling them to Chinese intelligence for at least $450,000. He's due in court this week. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. All are invited to take advantage of Ruby's Pantry for a $25 donation. You'll receive an abundance of food. All are welcome the second Saturday of each month. From 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., the distribution is at SMC Limited, located on Griffin Street right here in Amory. Ruby's Pantry, another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin researchers are studying ways microbes can recycle wastewater into eco-friendly products. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
In the dairy industry, which produces billions of pounds of cheese per year, whey byproducts can be processed with microbes to create products like bioplastics. Declan Roche with Foremost Farms USA, a Wisconsin-based dairy cooperative, says the same idea could apply across industries.
A lot of waste is generated in the processing of any food item. I'm just talking dairy in this instance, but any plant that processes agricultural products generates waste.
Roche adds, overall, the profit is low, but the ultimate goal is to transform how more industries use their waste so it can be cycled back into production. Byproduct waste requires oxygen to break it down, so it can't be dumped into waterways without being pre-treated, or it could affect water quality and harm aquatic animals. Roche explains that's where microbes come in. A microbiologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Erica Majumder, says the idea is to help curb climate change.
We already have extracted so many materials from around the planet that I think it makes sense to reuse what we already have in circulation instead of just depositing things in landfills and digging stuff up.
They say innovations like these that can help to address global waste require scaling up to industrial levels where controlled environments can allow these processes to take place. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. A west to northwest wind will develop. Snow making its way into the area tonight could be heavy at times with 1 to 3 inches by dawn. Our overnight lows will drop to the lower to middle 20s. Right now it's 28.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll talk about racial justice with Lisa Jones and Eric Fanning from Red Racism Milwaukee. Then we'll talk with internationally renowned actor and Milwaukee native Casey Washington.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up!
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade, which means Distant Thunder. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we are like the resistant experts here, and you know, we got to give a shout out to Navajo Nation and their members down there. ICE is trying to, they had one member, a couple members down there for 9 hours. They had them in confinement. Wow. So we need to still talk about these things that are affecting Indian country as a whole. I know President Green Deer of Ho-Chunk Nation put out a beautiful statement last week that's been shared all around Indian country, and we're lucky to have John Green Deer as president of Ho-Chunk Nation. I know Winnebago, our relatives in Winnebago, Ho-Chunk in Nebraska, are reaching out to descendants and tribal members for IDs. And so we are picking up the resistance again. And I know we have to stay vigilant. We still have to talk about this stuff all the time. We can't fall asleep. We have to be awake. And it's good to have this platform to talk about these things.
Yeah, that's a great point, and always nice to hear positive and supportive messages from leaders in our tribal nations across Turtle Island. So shout out, thank you, Pinagigi, President John Green Deer of the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin. And yeah, another thing I heard was like descendants. If you have kids or grandkids that aren't enrolled, somehow your tribe should be able to get, you know, attach lineage to your family and be able to provide proof of descendancy. And that's important to just have in general, but, you know, we never know what could happen with federal politics, as we know, with the history of our past in relationships with federal policies. And also important to just get that descendancy relationship tied to your tribe. And if anything, it'll just stronger your tribe and make it harder for whatever reason, if someone were to try to unrecognize any federal tribes right now.
Well, everyone, there's a couple things I posted, and one of them is we need to really really clued in on Amendment 14th Amendment, and not let them change the meaning of that true amendment. And then also, you know, there's some things going on that are pretty bizarre. And one of them we talk about, we're talking about, you know, there's some states that are the red states that are passing laws for people to become like bounty hunters and getting $1,000 a person. And what's, you know, and that's a law. You know, I have it on my Facebook here. I'm just checking it out again because I got all these other things like, hey, resist. And, you know, it's called Bill 1481. And there's also a Bill 42 or 72 in Missouri that are doing the same things where there is going to be a bounty, pay bounty hunters to catch undocumented immigrants. And so, again, we need to be vigilant and talk about these things and not be afraid to talk about these things and get our allies out there fired up too, because we need to be fired up and we need to figure out a few things that really irk us and really stay vigilant on that, because, you know, what the Republicans are playing is, you know, what did he do? 200 of those the first day? And, you know, they just blind us with all this thing. And we have election fatigue because of many reasons, but we still have to be awake and be vigilant. Haley, I want to change the subject now. Now that I said we have to be vigilant, I want to give a quick shout out to Kathy Coates, who is one of the five runner ups, and we won't know. Minnesota Book of the Year, and that's the Banish book. And Kathy's been a host on our, or a guest on our show many times, and a big shout out to her about the banishment of to banish forever. It was the secret society and the removal of Ho-Chunk, and we want to give her a big shout out. And another big shout out too. You were at the big auntie show. How was that?
Oh yeah. Well, first, congratulations, Kathy Coates, on the Minnesota Book Awards. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went and saw Big Auntie Energy with Ace Bay Comedy, Deanna Standing Cloud, Trish Cook, and the Res reporter, Rob Fairbanks, on Friday. That was at the Parkway Theater, and it was hilarious, as expected. Can't give away, you know, anything in their set, but I do want to say Trish did glue her eye shut with mascara, fake eyelash glue, and I thought that was kind of funny. She incorporated that in her comedy set, but oh my goodness, we're just so funny, us Native people, and it was so good to see other Natives from community in the crowd, as well as white allies too, who were there for a good time. And they'll be doing another show in St. Paul. If you missed this past Friday's, I think that'll be February 14th, Valentine's Day show on Friday in St. Paul. And I think that'll be at the Indigenous Cultural Roots Cultural Center.
Cool. Hey, and also too, the sun's out until 5:14 right now. So I don't know, I'm feeling a little more awake here in Minnesota, huh?
Oh, I know, right? Finally, we made it through, what was it, like the 10 darkest weeks of the year, which is from November 16th to January 22nd. So it's like 5 weeks before the winter solstice and the 5 weeks after the winter solstice. Yeah, and we made it officially.
Yeah, we kind of made it. We got a new president in that interim there. But again, I regress. Hey, February 8th and Sunday, February 9th at Johnson Senior High School, big powwow, Enda Young's 26th annual Cherish the Children Traditional Powwow. I can't talk. What was I saying? Powwow, wow, wow?
Powwow, wow, wow. How many wows in there?
Putting too many wows in there, but powwow. And that's coming up. And then also save the date. There's on February 12th. There's a Valentine's Round Dance at the Minneapolis American Indian Center from 6 to 9. Bring your kids, family, your Valentine, and stay tuned. Follow the Minneapolis Indian Center on social on the socials for more updates.
Good one, Robert.
I read that one in one breath. Oh,
sounded like it. No,
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That's one of your favorite things. That's how you'll be sounding at the round dance, huh?
Yeah. I'll have to stretch out and get really in touch with my yoga because, as you know, round dances go one direction. It's like when I was a little kid, when we were roller skating, when that was a thing, way, way before your time, Haley. Way before. We had to, like, in the middle of the night, switch directions.
Yeah, those round dances, they just keep going, no stopping.
I get hip dysplasia and
have still a sore hips up, all you elders out there,
have a sore hip the next day. Hey, what do we got going on here? We got like 30 seconds left. What's the show about here? I didn't make that meeting. What's the show going to be
Oh, well, we have your TikTok friend Jonathan's going to be joining us, and hopefully we'll get some updates from the American Indian Family Center.
Yeah, that'd be great. And a great way to start the Monday. And again, everyone, we are the resistant experts, and we need to resist. And that's what we're talking about here in a good way, getting information out there. So, hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're going to be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, our uncle Leonard Peltier will be soon out and was commuted and will be at home with his family, and we really said a million prayers out to him and his family, and we appreciate him. And I just wanted to say that after that bumper. Hey, we have Rhea Peltier, American Indian Family Center Marketing and Communications Specialist. Welcome. Ho-wa. Hey, you're a little... I think you're a little quiet, Haley. Can you hear okay, or...
Oh, it's a little quiet and echoey. I don't know. Check out those audio settings on here, Rhea.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Let me try.
Maybe try to take off your headphones and then we'll pop you back in.
Yeah. Okay.
But the family center is always doing stuff like weekly. They have stuff going on like Mondays, Tuesdays they're doing something. Thursday is like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
They offer crafting group in the mornings, and they offer like all the crafting resources too. So if you don't have something, they can get it for you, or they have teachers there too. So you can learn a lot of stuff at the crafting group.
Well, mine is, I think of my nanny in your Gaga at the Elders Center on Mondays here, learning some at the Elders Lodge and hearing spiritual teachings. Aunt Barb hearing spiritual teachings is a good thing. Oh,
yeah. Briette, let's test your audio. What's going on at the Elders Lodge tonight?
Yeah, so I'm actually, okay, great. Maybe it was just like this. I was using my, I have a Bluetooth adapter for my not wireless headphones. So,
Yeah.
So maybe it just didn't like it. And they weren't
getting fancy on us, Rhea. Getting fancy with all these little connections.
Yeah, so I'm actually broadcasting live, if you will. I'm live at the scene at the Elders Lodge. So excuse me, I ran out to my car to take this call with you all this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us again. And yeah, we right now, Richard Wright is just sharing some stories. Not to be confused with winter storytelling, because I know that that you have to have a lot more snow than what we've been getting lately to be telling those winter stories. So starting at 5:30 is then when the elders that stay at the Elders Lodge can share some stories if they want, just about, you know, anything funny of when they were growing up or just anything of that nature. And then Nelda Goodman, who's one of our elders in residence, chefed up some hominy soup for us. So we'll be sharing that tonight. So, yeah.
Maybe my nanny, Aunt Barb, will say Robert's her favorite nephew. Oh, we should bring that up.
I'll see.
Yeah. Check in next week and let us know. So what else is going on? I know like Tuesdays you have things happening. Let's talk a little bit about the rest of the week.
Yeah, so Tuesdays and Thursdays we have our reoccurring so it's the same Zoom link which you can find on our website at AIFCMN.org/events. I see it scrolling on the bottom. That's pretty cool.
All fancy.
I know my ADHD kicked in there a little bit.
It's the same Zoom link, but they're two different meetings. So on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. virtually, we have a Native American Wellanon, or Wellanon, which is our Native American Al-Anon, and that's for those who want to come and share space with other people that might have loved ones that are also like substance use disorder, or have that, I should say. And you know, it's just like finding healthy coping skills. And then on Thursdays, it's the same Zoom link, and those are facilitated by Cheryl Whitehawk. She's one of our LADCs at the American Indian Family Center, one of our treatment counselors. And it's our 12 Steps Wellbriety program. And that these are both open to anyone who feels that they want to hop in and share some space. And that one is for any kinds of addiction, even codependency. And then Haley, thank you. You're already plugging our Thursday craft groups.
Oh, yeah.
And those are led by Sasina Samreath, and she's an experienced crafter, beader. She does wonderful work. She does a lot of the flat stitch kinds of beads beading, earrings, medallions. And if you want to start a project, like you were saying, we have a lot of supplies there. And then if you want to get help with something you're stuck on. She's great. Like, I've gone to her many of times on my lunch, like, hey, can you help me with this? Or hey, can you help me with that? And she's awesome. And then we share lunch. That's at the Family Center, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursdays. And then this upcoming Saturday, we have Life Skills for Youth. And that's going to be led by Pam Gokey. Usually it's led by Gina Carlson. Pam Gokey is our youth services manager, and she hails from LCO. But they'll be doing vision boards, and that's open to youth from ages 14 to 24, which is kind of a big range, but, you know, it sounds pretty fun what they're doing. Just vision boarding, you know, what you want for your future. So,
wow. Cool. It is what it is, huh? It's on a board, and you're kind of planning out some goals in your life. And
yeah,
that's really cool.
Are they like physical vision boards, or are they digital vision boards?
Yeah, they're going to be like hands-on, you know, blue sticks and all. And cutting and all of the things.
Glue stick. That's awesome. Hey, I want to back up a second on Tuesday. Wellanon meetings, and anyone that has somebody that, like you said, has issues with any kind of chemical dependency, it's a great place to not only get help, but really help yourself. And I applaud that, because it's not about, you know, going to the meeting and trashing the people, but it's about how you're dealing with things. And the Wellanon meetings are awesome. I've been to them before. And also, you know, if you think you have a issue with drugs and alcohol, and it sounds like codependency too, you want to check out the Wellbriety meeting based on the 12 steps. And that's magical. And anyone that feels like they have a need, they're definitely welcome, right, Rayette?
Yes. Yeah. And what's really nice about the Native Al-Anon too is Cheryl Whitehawk has been working with White Bison and Don Coyes on coming up with materials for, because it's the first of its kind, her meetings, the Native Al-Anon, which is Wellanon, which is stemming from the Wellbriety under White Bison, Don Coyes's 12 Steps book that he helped write with I don't know if he helped write it, but it was with elders, and indigenizing the 12 step program. So it fits more of our spirituality versus the 12 step program from, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous and Naranon Anonymous.
That was hard to say.
Yeah.
Rayette, I want you to get information that people can find you, whether it's your website or Facebook, because right now I can see you're getting darker and darker, and we might lose you here in 30 seconds or so.
Oh, no. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Yeah, let people know.
Yeah, so you can find the American Indian Family Center on Facebook at AIFCMN, as well as on Instagram. And then on our website at www.aifcmn.org.
Hey, Pini Gigi, thank you for what you do for the community, and keep up the great work. And thanks for the update. And we'll see you maybe next week. Ho-wa.
Ho-wa, mi gwich. Likewise.
All right. All right, Pini Gigi. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back with our friend, a friend that I watch TikToks all the time, and I'm really excited to see Jonathan. Come on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. Oh.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed three executive orders Saturday that marked the start of a trade war, implementing 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico and 10% on Chinese imports. Linda Schlesinger-Wagner owns a small business in Michigan and says,
Skinny Teas happens to do a lot of business in China. And we love our factory. We love the people we work with. And is this going to affect our business? You bet it is.
President said it's necessary to motivate those countries to do more to stop fentanyl from entering the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu en route to Washington. He'll be the first foreign leader to meet with President Trump during his second term. NTSB investigators said the medical jet that crashed Friday in Philadelphia was in the air for less than 1 minute. All six people on board and one on the ground were killed. And thousands gathering in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to see if Phil the Groundhog sees his shadow. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks get clipped in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks began their West Coast trip with a loss to the Clippers last night, 127-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo led Milwaukee with 36 points.
In the fourth quarter, wasn't able to take care of the Bulls. Well, you know, they got momentum, and it was very hard for us to get back to the game. She got to do a better job, you know, next time when we're in that same position, just take care of the ball.
NFL, the NFC and AFC championship games going on. We'll recap them after the games. And is Aaron Rodgers ready to retire? Former Packers linebacker Clay Matthews on the Dan Patrick Show.
Watching him this year, you see those glimpses of, you know, what he has. And I thought for me it was pretty telling when he walked off the field with Devontae with his arm around him. And we remember when he walked off the field with Randall Cobb in Green Bay, what that meant. So we'll see if I'm reading into it too much, just being a fanboy or what's going to happen. But so I'd love to see
you think he's going to play one more year.
I think he should play one more year. Do I think he will? I don't know.
That's Clay Matthews with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. A west to northwest wind will develop. Snow making its way into the area tonight could be heavy at times with 1 to 3 inches by dawn. Our overnight lows will drop to the lower to middle 20s. Right now it's 28.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zippos is back as my guest co-host. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 lawsuit. What does that mean? Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Anine. I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by a Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, Haley, you know, one of the things, one of my jams at night before I close my eyes to the creator is I kind of turn on TikTok and I watch TikTok. And there's a thing that over the years has been called Native TikTok. And so my rhythms pick up people that are Native speaking their truth. And Jonathan is one of them. And I'm so glad to have Jonathan on and speak his truth and come on to Native Roots Radio. And just the great things that Jonathan talks about. He's director of the Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network. And Jonathan, do you mind introducing yourself in a good way? Ho-wa.
Hey, Robert. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you great. Loud and clear.
That's good. Awesome. Yeah, I'm Jonathan Okutamaza. I'm a tribal member with the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota. I am the director of the Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network, and I work with Next Level Collaboration. You know, I really appreciate you having me on. I know you saw me on TikTok. I know there's a lot of stuff that, you know, that you guys speak on too, that I speak on, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. There's, you know, in our community, there's not a lot of representation. And the, you know, the stuff we do see, sometimes it's misrepresentation. So it's good to see you guys really keeping the community together. And I applaud you for that and appreciate to be a part of what you're doing.
Big Pinigigi. You know, how did you get into media and content creation? And you do a great job. And people, before we get any further, can you please give your name, your TikTok name, so people can follow you?
My TikTok name is Redshirt VI. Just Redshirt VI. And that's Instagram as well. And then that really is connected to my third great grandfather's Chief Redshirt. And I have a podcast called the Red Shirt Podcast as well. So I'm kind of, all those are kind of connected just to my history and my bloodline.
So they'll be able to find, how do they find your podcast?
Find my podcast on Spotify. Just type in the Red Shirt Podcast and it'll be amongst a few sports, baseball podcasts, but you will see, you'll tell the difference. So it's pretty easy to tell.
Awesome. So can you tell us how you got going on media and this content creation? Tell our listeners how you got started.
Right. Well, it really just got started with me researching my history, my personal history. And I was actually adopted. So at a very young age, I wasn't taught my language, my history, really. So it was up to me to reconnect. And when I started that journey, it brought me down a rabbit hole that a lot of us know about. And it really just pushed me to, I think the ancestors really just pushed me to start talking about it on every level. Because as many people do know, but you might not know, I'm an artist as well. I am a hip hop artist. I do tattoo art and a few other things. So I saw my talents and I realized that these could be used to help our community. And so I started implementing what I speak about in everything that I do, because, you know, our people are in an act of genocide, and it's my responsibility, I feel like, to make sure everyone knows about that. And there's a few times where I try to back out of it and be like, this is kind of like a losing, because I know a lot of us feel that way. You know, we're up against multiple giants at all times, and, you know, you feel like giving up, but, you know, the ancestors, they're watching and their energy's here, and it pushed me through and just helped me to, you know, implement this in every way possible. So then I went to Facebook and I went to Instagram, and at first I didn't know about TikTok, because at first everyone thought it was just like a dancing, like, right, media. because I think that's how it started. But I think what I did was I realized that everyone's on TikTok. And I remember Gary V, he's an expert on, you know, everything. But he said that TikTok's the next big thing. And I was like, okay, well, then we need to target that if we want to reach the most people. And that's what I did. And that's where I got the most, had the most people following me is on TikTok, because really it seems like people are, they want to be educated. They realize, the general public realizes that we are actually, what they did to the indigenous community or are doing. So, basically, I just started talking about genocide, assimilation, the Indian policies that are, making it hard for us to invoke our treaties at any level, including what I, a lot of people don't know about or have heard about is the Appropriations Act, which it took our ability to make treaties away in our sovereign nation status. And then that led to this, to the citizenship, conversation. So, you know, there's so many things that I just started talking about, and, you know, I'm not stopping until we get, you know, everybody on board, basically.
Wow, Jonathan, I appreciate that. I'm an adoptee too. And I just found my tribe 11 years ago. And I knew I was Winnebago, and I found my birth mother. And it's a lot of people know about that story. So good on you. And one of the things I got to tell you too, I don't think you know this about me, but my real job is I'm a legislator for Ho-Chunk Nation. And what I like, some of your talks on TikTok especially have talked about how Native governments aren't really doing their job for their people in so many words. And so I appreciate that truth too, because that is something that we don't talk a lot about, you know, to our allies out there, but you do. And I think it's really a great thing, Jonathan.
Right. Yeah, I think there's been this this silence on our tribal councils and kind of their compliance with the policies that are keeping us where we are. And so I realized that, you know, the first step to change is in our own backyards. And so we can change as people. But if we have our councils who aren't on board with us, where do we go from there? And that's what we've seen is communities trying to rise up and trying to do good things, but councils and legislation making that not happen. And that's what I talk about, the red shirt or the red tape policies that are, you know, just all over. And, you know, we're seeing that in the media now. We're seeing everyone talking about it. So that's a really good thing, but I'm hoping that we can tune it into what we need. We really need to be focused on, you know, holding every leader accountable.
Yeah. Definitely. And I agree 100%. And especially now, but always, but especially now with the attack on our sovereignty from the orange one, and that we really need to have our backyards clean so we can have clear policy to help our members.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that what we need to realize as a community as well is every, you know, since our treaties have been made, no matter who the party was, is there's been a foundation and a system that has been built around exploiting our freedom, our treaties, our rights. And then that transferred into our tribal councils when they made us make these constitutions that worked for the government. It wasn't worked for our communities, worked for our traditional values. It was for the government. And that's one of the big reasons why one of the initiatives, Next Level Collaborations and Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network are doing is we created the Tribal Anti-Corruption League. And what that is, you know, trying to hold these councils accountable with the community. And that's just one of the many things that we're working on. And I can go through that too in a little bit or later on.
Cool. Well, one of the things too, a friend of mine from the American Indian Movement, Madonna Thunderhawk, who was there all the way from Alcatraz to Line 3 and everything in between there, I asked her, how did you guys get so much done? And of course, the women led the way and the males got all the press. But she said the less people that make decisions, the quicker things got done. And that's always stuck with me because I feel like my other job is a quagmire of slow moving decisions and things that could really help our people and interfighting and lateral oppression and all those things that we don't always talk about here, but are a real thing for our Native community, Jonathan.
Right. Right. Exactly. And I think that when just having these conversations is a really good start, because, you know, we've been having these conversations around the dinner table for a very long time. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of people tell me when we're talking about tribal corruption and just accountability and moving forward in positive ways is they're met with negativity from the council, with, with threats of taking away resources. And this has been happening for a long time. It's nothing new, but I think with social media and people unifying, it's going to come to a point where the tribal councils, you know, it's going to be at their front step, and they're going to have to either step down or step up, is what I always say.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Jonathan, where do you live?
I live in St. Cloud.
Oh, okay. So you're a Minnesota person too. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then how long ago did you find your family?
It was about, I'm going to have to say, well, I knew about them for my whole life, but because we still had a little bit of connection there, but it was about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, did that reconnecting journey and actually connected with my family in Eagle Butte there. And then from there, yeah, it just pushed me to do even more once I saw the conditions that my siblings were in as well, because I have multiple siblings besides me and my two brothers who were adopted at young ages.
Wow. Well, Jonathan, we got another segment here, and this is really intense, good talking. And I know a couple people here have mentioned like our friend Don that's listening, tribal councils are the biggest sellouts, corrupt colonized proxy to the United States wards, we're prisoners. And so there's a lot of feeling out there, and I like the fact that you are not afraid to bring these things up and talk about them, and that's great that we're having you on here. We got to take a quick break here, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh! Howl. Wow, this show... Haley, this show has been flying. We are here howling here. That means we're on our last segment.
Ooh, how what?
Hey, Jonathan, thanks for coming back on. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit and remind people about your Red Shirt podcast and talk about what you guys talk about there.
Right. Yeah, the Redshirt podcast, that right now is doing really well. My first actual podcast was with Ntani Means, and we did that at the American Indian Center in Minneapolis there. He was in town, and it was kind of a rush thing. We called up the American Indian Center, and they allowed us to use one of their conference rooms to do it. So that was awesome. And then from there, you know, I've utilized Zoom a lot because people are around the United States that I'm working with. Mm-hmm. For now, you know, Sten Jotti, Stephanie Big Eagle, and then upcoming, actually, we have a few others. Wolf Brown, Galerius Wolf, he's a comedian. Tall Paul, he's a hip hop artist in mm-hmm. Minneapolis. And, you know, we have a lot of great people coming up, and we really just talking about what they do. I want to hear what they're doing. I want their story to be told, because it gives our youth and the people who are doing similar things that push that, you know, that I got, that I needed, that we can do this. You know, we can be American Indian in this society and be successful. And, you know, that's where Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network and Next Level Collaborations were. The Red Road podcast was just one of our things to start that storytelling, because that kind of rolls into tackle the Tribal Anti-Corruption League and getting those stories to be told as well. And then I don't know, a little ways back when I was doing a little less, I was able to really dive into Native news on our reservations, in our lands. And one of the big things was critical mineral mining.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening right now in Mille Lacs Reservation. Their 1851 treaty is being encroached on there. It's being funded by the Department of Defense. Thacker Pass, same thing. The Black Hills are being targeted. Dozens of these around, because 75% of all critical minerals are on our land. So, you know, we and nobody's talking about it. We are talking about clean energy, but we're not talking about what's behind that clean energy and whose land that it's coming from, and you know, who it's impacting. My thing is, you know, beyond our people, we have to think about our four-legged relatives and our plants and our food and our futures, because our goal is to get back into our traditional values, our languages. And if we don't have a place to do that, it's going to be impossible. So, you know, I always say that Next Level Collaborations, they're the technology. Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network, we're the systems. And the Red Road program, the Tackle, the Red Shirt podcast, and Wind News is the implementation. And that's just the start, because we want every like-minded individual, organization, and nations to join our initiatives for a multicultural unification on our standards moving forward with sovereignty. So as far as that goes, coming up here on Wednesday, in 2 days, it's coming up pretty quick. I've just realized that. But I have the opportunity to talk long-term strategies and agreements with my tribal council on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation. It's open to everybody, but it's a community-wide in Eagle Butte. And our goal is to connect all tribal nations, you know, with true community-led economies, you know, with those traditional values and language connected to them. So, you know, there's a lot of work ahead of us. And that kind of brings me also into the Red Road program, we're starting on February 3rd. So, like I said, there's a lot to go through, but just to kind of put that, what we're doing with the Red Road program is getting people who want this true change for our communities, not the change that is funded by the federal government, that is funded by our abilities, you know, our talents. Because look around us, we see athletes, we see musicians, and they're all so talented. They're ready to you know, be at that level, but it's almost like we're lone wolves. And I feel that I've been in that, and it's mm-hmm. hard to get out of that. So, you know, the Red Road program is just something where we can get together and talk about strategies moving forward with artists, with musicians, and, you know, hopefully build that long form, community development that is lacking through, tribal council, federal funding, and through all the nonprofits that are, struggling to make up for the mismanagement of funds that the tribal councils are doing.
Yeah, Jonathan, we'd love to have you on again and give us updates if that's in your capacity. You're doing great work, and I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this. And one of our listeners, Santea, wants us to ask you to remind us where and how we can follow you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook, Jonathan Okutamaza. You can follow me on Instagram, RedShirtVI, TikTok, RedShirtVI. There's a RedShirt podcast YouTube that is, I'm still getting started. We want to get the video of the podcast out, but right now, we're just getting the audio. But Spotify, just type in RedShirt Podcast as well, and you'll see a Native shirt actually on. You'll notice what it is. But and then besides that, nextlevelcollaborations.org for that's our foundational support for Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network. And then Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network.com. That's a long one, but once you save that in your search box, that'll be there forever. So that will go into what we're doing with the Red Shirt program, with Tackle, and with upcoming things with that have to do with treaty law, because we have a lot of lawyers in our Indigenous community, a lot of professionals who are waiting also to implement their strategies and their, what they've learned to help our cause and to push us forward into true sovereignty and self-governance, self-determination.
Right. And I like how you say true sovereignty, because there's been some TikTok that you brought up, some really good information about that. Are natives really truly sovereign? And I really appreciated those informations and played those a couple times to listen to, Jonathan. Really great information. And I hope that you'll be able to join us again and maybe kind of frequently and give us an update on how you're doing and how we can support you here on Native Roots Radio. This is what we're all about. We started the show because of Standing Rock and all the misinformation that was going on there 9 years ago, and this is our ninth season. And these are the things that we want to amplify, is the things that you're doing.
Right. No, I would love to make it a regular thing for me to get on here and talk about our updates. I also, Next Level Collaborations in Western Hemisphere Indigenous Network, we also, we're an Indigenous led organization, but we're working outside because we need unity from everyone, from outside and inside. So we're actually starting a podcast called Collective Win. And, our target is talking to people like Native Roots Radio and how you guys started. And like you said, you started at Standing Rock. But I would love to get into it with you on, your process, your upbringing, because it seems like we kind of have a similar one there too.
Yeah.
So maybe we can get together on that podcast that I'll be starting soon. Obviously I'm doing a lot, got a lot going on, but we can talk about it, and I would love to appreciate you having me on too.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you, Haley, just a wonderful guest here, Jonathan.
Yeah, thank you, Pina Gigi, Jonathan, and all that you do for the community. And I look forward to seeing you on all platforms and back here on Native Roots Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. We're still here. We are the seventh.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin-based comedian Eli Pills and Nightlight frequent flyer, musician, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The official word from Punxsutawney Phil.
There's a shadow up here. Get ready for six more weeks of winter this year.
The Groundhog Day celebrations in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. There are other events planned in other parts of the country as well. February could bring a trade war in the forecast after President Trump announced tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China. Economists say the average American family could spend about $830 more this year because of tariffs. Authorities are investigating the mid-air collision between the Black Hawk helicopter and American Airlines jet Wednesday that killed 67 people. They say about a second before impact, the jet's flight recorder showed a change in pitch, but did not say whether that meant pilots were trying to avoid a crash. Meanwhile, the investigation continues into the air ambulance crash in Philadelphia on Friday that killed all six people on board and one on the ground. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.